Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Just forgive yourself already. Hebrews 4:16 declares, "Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need." Too many people that I know are so self-judgmental and riddled with guilt because of their sins that it seems impossible to approach God's throne with confidence in their time of need. Read this verse carefully. "Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace." Yeah. The Bible mentions mercy and grace, and they are used almost interchangeably by the church. Is there a difference between the two words? I read the other day that mercy can be defined as God not punishing us as our sins deserve. And grace refers to God blessing us, even though we do not deserve it. In other words, mercy is deliverance from judgment. Grace is extending kindness to the unworthy. I contend that approaching the throne of God boldly is more about celebrating God's mercy and grace than it is about us and our sin-flawed character. In effect, we are rejoicing and praising God's love when we release ourselves from the bondage of our failures of sin. Forgive yourself for the sins of your lives as God has forgiven you. Revel in His goodness. Some people aren't so concerned about their sins at all and believe that God owes us everything. He does not. In fact, He owes us nothing. Jesus Christ paid a horrific price for the heavy debt of our sins. He loves us in spite of everything, as evidenced by His mercy and grace, which are best illustrated in the salvation that is available through Jesus Christ. We deserve judgment, but if we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, we receive mercy from God, and we are delivered from judgment. Instead of judgment, we receive by grace salvation, forgiveness of sins, abundant life, and spending eternity in heaven, the most wonderful place imaginable. Thus, it is imperative that when we obey Hebrews 4:16 and approach the throne of grace with confidence in our time of need, that we also come in a spirit of thankfulness, praise, and worship. God literally saved our lives for all of eternity. If a person on this earth gave their life to save yours, would you be grateful? Would you love them for giving their life so you might live? Would you sing their praises to anyone who would listen? Selah. Romans 3:24. "And are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ." This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.